Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. Hi, I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them, from the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. Two and a half years ago, Shannon Ushold of Generation Story App was a guest on this podcast. Listeners rocketed it to one of the top 10 most popular episodes, where it stayed for a couple of years. Now, I know you have heirlooms you don't know what to do with and items you'd like to share. And 2 years ago, Shannon had a dream and worked tirelessly to find solutions. And she did. Generation Story App gives us a way to preserve the stories of heirlooms large and small, as well as providing a way for us to share our history by creating new items from pillows to wall coverings and beyond. Shannon Ushold is the founder and CEO of Generation Story, a free app that provides anyone a quick and easy way to archive and tell the story of your most treasured family keepsakes and heirlooms. In addition to the app, Generation Story has a Shopify site offering on-demand, customizable products using images of your most treasured items. Their mission? To capture memories before they are lost and to help people organize and share their family story. For Shannon, every object has a story. And like many things, Generation Story had a history before it was even created. Compelled by childhood memories, objects, and family stories that surrounded her, Shannon was inspired to create a solution for organizing and capturing memories before they were lost. Each time she visited her grandmother's house, she could be found sitting on a carpet in front of a bookcase full of old family treasures. Her grandmother would tell little stories about the strips of paper that were rolled inside or attached to the back of an item. Coming from a long line of family preservationists, a grandmother, her mother, and, of course, Shannon, she is a storyteller with a mission to preserve those significant objects in our lives and personal histories. For Shannon, objects possess the power to captivate and inspire. The generation story approach that every object has a story creates a pathway to connect all generations, providing the capability to bring together all ages across all cultures. They're focused on preserving stories through the unique lens of sharing our family treasures, sharing the story of who we are, who we were, and who we will be. Listeners of the Photo Detective podcast can save 40% off any of the Shopify items with the code PD40. My guest today is Shannon Ushold. And Shannon, thank you so much for being on the Photo Detective again. You were one of my first guests back when I first launched the podcast. And I want to thank you for rejoining me.
Thank you for having me. Excited to catch up.
So when we met before, the app that you have, I don't think it had been available all that long. So I want to just catch up with you and have you tell people about the app, what you're doing with it. And then I noticed that you were actually able to do something that we had talked about when we first chatted, which was develop a way for people to put their photographs and images on things.
Yes. Yes. So it's exciting to catch up again. It's exciting to talk about the changes and growth that we've had. So for the Generation Story app, I'll start there and we can recap. Generation Story is an iOS app that is free for one to download. We also have a web app version that if you are an Android user or you would like to use your PC, you can sign in through our website, generationstory.com, and enter into the platform through the web or through the app that can be downloaded. And we are all about family heirlooms and their stories. That's why I started Generation Story. Our family always had little items that had been passed down through generations. I had always wanted to find a way to preserve the items and the stories that go along with them and the people that they belong to. So we created a very quick and easy way through an app where you can take a photo of an item and you can fill out a template of who, what, when, where, and why, and write the story that goes along with your family treasure, keepsake, or heirloom. And it's just really a quick and easy way to preserve those memories before they're lost.
And can you share that item with others through the app?
Yes, you can. We have a button that is called Friends, and you can invite friends or family to participate in your gallery of items. You can invite one person or you can invite multiple people. You would send them an invitation and they can then download the app, and then they are able to see your gallery of items and stories, and they can also add their stories and their items to that same gallery.
So how long has the app been around now? Just refresh my memory.
The app has been live. We're on 5 years now, and we've gone through a couple of iterations of it. And we, of course, hope that we will be able to add and boost it in the future as well to add things. My hopes would be audio, video, as opposed to just an image.
I would like to see that as well. There's an awful lot of people right now, companies, doing the audio app. MyHeritage just introduced one, and then StoryGlory.me. You might want to contact them. They're awesome.
Yes, I'm familiar with StoryGlory, and I just saw the MyHeritage new audio video that they just put out, which is exciting. So we would like to add those components to it as well to expand what it can do and how it can preserve and how it can help people also in their estate planning to add a beneficiary category so that, for instance, I have three siblings. My parents were very careful in sharing and talking with us before they passed on, you know, who would like what and those types of things. So in my family, it was fairly clear, but it's not always the case. So we would also like to add a category for those people who are estate planning or perhaps downsizing who can list the child or family member or friend that they would like a particular item to go to.
Oh, I really like that idea.
I think planning ahead can be very helpful in a lot of ways. It can make everything clear. It can be helpful if someone is downsizing to have the peace of mind that they've taken care of some of those decisions.
And from the descendant's point of view, it's nice to know more about the objects and also know what the wishes of the older generation are regarding all of those. I mean, that's huge.
I think so, Maureen. I think it really expands upon the value of what these things might have held within a family or the understanding of what someone's parents, grandparents, or ancestors might have gone through in life, might have experienced, and why these things might be important.
Mm-hmm. Why they kept them, why hold on to them, or why they collected them.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
In some cases. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed, I went on your website yesterday, and I had received an email from you talking about, I don't know how new it is, but I know you had some of it in your booth one time at Roots Tech, where you allow people to take an image of an item or a piece of an image or design element from an item, and then transfer it to something tangible that then they can give to someone. So you can gift a piece of family history to someone in on a pillow, on a scarf, on a table. Did you have a tablecloth? I think I saw a tablecloth.
Yeah, right.
Napkins. I mean, tell me how difficult was it to put that together? Because it was something you and I had talked about a couple of years ago now, and you made me a beautiful scarf of a map, which was really nice as a test, which I still wear. But talk about that process and how long it took you to get that together.
Yes, that was a big project. It was an exciting project. When I was starting the concept is when we had talked about, and you had seen the scarf at my booth, and it was a concept at that point. So that probably taken 2 years to get to the full Shopify website where we have a design component built into the website where you can drop your image in and you can choose a product, whether it's a pillow, a scarf, a tote, a tablecloth, and you can manipulate your image or layer images if you'd like to on a product. You can see what it will look like, and you can design the front and the back, and then you can order it and we will ship it to you. The website and the design process has been up over the past year. It's almost been a year that it's been up and running, and it's been very, very well received. I think because it's a new, tangible way to share some of those things or those mm-hmm. items. If a family only has one particular item, this is a way to share it with anyone in the family that you might want to share with.
And what's the turnaround time like?
So the turnaround time is about 10 days to 2 weeks from the time that you place the order for the item to be printed and then shipped to you.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. And I have to say that I was pretty impressed with the variety, the number of items that you could choose to upload and attach an image to. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much variety. I mean, that's amazing that you were able to put this together, because I know you were really struggling with it. And I was working on something similar at that point. We were having trouble coming up with a way to do it in a reasonable fashion for people. I have to say, my two favorite parts were the fabric that you could print your photographs on a piece of fabric and then make something from it, mm-hmm. or the wallpaper. So you could create special wallpaper out of a pattern in your family as well. And it doesn't have to be a pattern from, say, China. It could be a photograph, right?
Exactly. Yes, all the products that are available to us now are very exciting, and I'm glad you like what we've got on the website. We will add more. There's an abundance of opportunities for different products, and if anyone is listening and has a product they would like to request, they can always contact me if it doesn't show on my website. That's just a matter of building the inventory of products. The photos and images on the fabric that can be done in repeats, so that you can get a large piece of fabric if you're a crafter or a sewer, is very exciting these days. And then I love the wallpaper as well. It's a peel and stick, and it's really exciting that you can do a wall or a portion of a room with something that's meaningful to you.
Yeah, I love the whole idea of it. Decorating with history, family history.
Yes, I've always been interested in objects that have meaning. You know, if you purchase something, purchase with a purpose. And I think for me and for many people who appreciate the stories in their families, that this is a way to have something that's unique and meaningful in your home.
You have a single object, right? So you have a single photograph, maybe. Maybe you have a couple of photographs of someone, but it's still one item. Or you have anything, you can think of anything, a piece of jewelry, pattern on china. I'm sure we can think of all kinds of things that mean something to someone, where the pattern, a piece of fabric, even a piece of historical fabric.
Yes.
Where you could digitize that image and then either recreate the item or share it with all these members of your family, all the descendants. Everyone can have a piece of grandma's legacy, even though there's only just one of the items.
Exactly. And that's what I find so exciting about it, is that you can take this digital image and be so creative with it in many different ways, on many different products, and you can share it with as many people as you want at a holiday event or a family reunion. It's a really, to me, very exciting thing to be able to do in a different way to share that I hadn't seen yet.
Well, there's so many ways to share family history, and this is one of them.
Right, right. I agree. I have this one piece that I'm looking at now that is it's a compass from the 1700s that I found in a box in some family items. And it's brass and it has a top and a bottom. And in the top of the compass is printed the compass rose image of the north, south, east, west. And that's just taking an image of the compass rose is a really simple but beautiful image. And I've also used it as a background for a photograph. So to use something that was not even, I'm not passing down just the compass. The compass is providing a nice background for an ancestor's image to go onto.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to think about your photographs in one way when there's so many. They bring us so much joy in so many ways.
I think they do. And I think also this is a way, the app itself, going back to the app, you have this digital gallery or catalog or family history museum at your fingertips to share. And then we can also share these tangible products.
Well, you can go to a relative's house. You have your smartphone with you. You have the app. You can photograph items. You can add information. And once you add the audio, that will be great. Yeah, I mean, the marketplace right now is just exploding with apps and various types of photo organizing programs and platforms. I think it's great that you were one of the front runners.
Well, it is exciting. And it's exciting that there are so many. It's exciting that I think family history is becoming more of a norm as opposed to something that was not, you know, 10 years ago, maybe, that more and more people are understanding the importance of our histories and what we can learn from them. And especially over the past year when we've all been at home and probably more thoughtful of who we are and where we're going, that it's really becoming a component of our lives these days.
Well, think of it as a cataloging tool. A lot of people are home and cleaning out basements and attics and closets. And I mean, it just continues. You know, we're just stuck in our houses. But this is an opportunity to download your free app and cataloging some of those items that you have around the house and then sharing those with family members that might be interested.
Exactly.
It's the perfect time.
And I'm working with a client right now who's downsized from two houses to moving two houses into one family house, a smaller family house. And they have so many decades of things that they're going through. And another interesting way to use the app is if you do have a partner to help you out, one person can be using their phone and taking images and uploading those images into the app. And the other person can use the web browser capability through the website and use their laptop to actually, probably a little more quickly and easier, plug in the information. Mm-hmm. So my clients are working as a team, a husband and wife team, where one can take the image of the photo, fill out the profile quickly on the phone, and then in real time, the second person can go on their computer into the gallery and then add to that so that they can kind of quickly go through these things and add a little content as well as they're going along.
That's great. That's great. That makes, you know, two hands make lighter work.
It does. It does. So it's definitely an amazing organizational tool for those things.
Well, Shannon, it's been lovely to watch your company grow, to see, you know, how you started and how you got here. The last interview we did was a couple of years ago now, and you were in my top 10 downloads for a very long time, until just maybe the last 3 or 4 months. So anybody missed you the first time around, they're certainly going to have a lot more to listen to with this interview.
Well, I hope so. I want them to check Generation Story out and let us know how we can help you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Shannon.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review. And if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new, Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.